everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have another wonderful evening of healing. And tonight's our special night, which is Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. And we'll be going to the Light Shift probably in about 5 minutes. So for those of you back east, you can go to the Light Shift before, you know, it's too late for you. So I know it's midnight your time. So let's first do a emotional clearing. We'll go back 5 days. Just sit back, relax. You can feel the energy move. Nothing to think about. Light Shift does this automatically for you. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. Today cleared. We'll do your feeling body. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And let's do a mental body. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a trauma body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a sensory body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll see if our co-host is out there. Sylvia, so are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. And it would be great if you can all bring up the Creation Light Shift page on your monitor screen if you're listening and you're on BBS Radio. Just go to the calendar, the schedule for BBS, and you'll see the Creation Light Shift there, and just click on that, and that'll take you to the Creation Light Shift page. And scroll down, and you'll see a picture of a beautiful light being there that was actually drawn by an artist in real time when they were on the Creation Light Shift for a healing. And as Ron brings in the divine energy through that picture, you will be able to connect in your heart center with that energy and request your own healing and just, you know, have that divine communion. So enjoy that, and also get ready to go to the Light Ship and have your opportunity to request whatever healing you would like to have. So back over to you, Ron.
Okay, so let's energize the light being here. So bring the light being up, and here we go. So bring in some nice, wonderful energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So you should feel the energy coming into your room right now. This is all heart-based energy, so you'll never find it trying to analyze it inside of your head, because that's mind energy. And mind energy is the darkness, where the light energy is your heart center. So let's do a mind-to-heart drop for everybody. This is when we have your initial consciousness of your thought processes drop into your heart. And here we go, dropping down. So just think of an elevator. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll put some music on here to stay kind of heart-centered. And then after this, we'll go to the light ship here. Thank you. Feel very peaceful now. So let's go to the light ship. So this will not work on the archives because of alien abductions, and that's just the way it is. So it only works live on this program. So let's go there. If you have any animals or pets you would like to bring along with you, just think of them now in your consciousness. And we're ready to go up. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five, and we're there. The first room that we're going to be going into will be the amethyst crystal geode room, and all the healings on the light ship are between you and the light being doctors. And you're healing according to the whole process, as if it's going to work or not, is your predisposition upon healings, what you have stored inside of your DNA, which would be judgments from your ancestors, and what their beliefs and thoughts are, and the conditions of what you may have right now that you're experiencing. So some people have miraculous healings instantly. Other people may take a while. And that's all determined by that consciousness that's inside of your body, along with if you're in your body fully or and if entities are inside of you more than your spirit. So let's go on to the beautiful amethyst crystal healing room. There are many spirits there. There's probably over a couple thousand or so large crystal points of amethyst. Here we go. We're bringing that energy to you right now down here. So I'll count to five as it comes in. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And just experience this energy here. Okay. And this is all heart-based healings. The crystals are a conscious energy too. And we go to rooms that are more earth-like as far as what's there, as far as what we can recognize as earthly type of energies. There's much, much more on the light ship. Remember, everything that's created in the light is on the light ship. So there's many different types of forms. Let's go into another room. We'll go into the room that is red. This is a lot of life force energy. This works with your bone marrow quite often. And here comes the red energy. So I'll count to five again as it comes to you. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And we'll go into another room. And this room has the special silver water. It's very thick that we drink. We're going to have about one teaspoon of it. It'll be inside of our mouth. This is to help us with gum infections, maybe if you have a toothache, tooth problems, any type of problem inside of your mouth, maybe canker sores, etc. Also, it can work down your throat. So here we go. This is being put into us right now, and you might feel your saliva changing a little bit. And since we're out of time on the light ship, we can go into many rooms at one time. I can only see one room as they're presented to me, the ones that we're in that they're focusing on for us to put our attention there. We're going into another location. They're starting to work with our ankles and our feet right now. So they're going to start working up our body, probably do a relaxation for us here. So again, just request your healing. We're going into a room where they help to release physical pain from us. So again, here comes this energy. I'll count to five as it comes to us. One, two, three, four, and five. And I'm going to put some music on so you can actually have fun with this. Just kind of close your eyes. This is not a meditation. You're actually on the light ship. So you definitely, if you're out of your body, you will not have a healing. as you must be in your body to experience healing. Your spirit is the conduit. So just enjoy this healing so far. To another location. We're still in these same locations. They're working up our legs now to our waist area. And we're going to go into the room where we can swim with the dolphins. And there's three dolphins that we're going to be swimming with. The water is silver, sparkles like diamonds. And we're in the water now swimming. If you wish to put your hands out in front of you, you can make like a circular motion or just kind of move them up and down, back and forth, and you're actually going to feel the presence of the energy there. So you're doing the same thing on the light ship as you touch the dolphins physically on the light ship right now. Remember, you're in two places at once. So have you enjoy this wonderful experience with the dolphins here. Feel their love energy. Crystal room where there's very, very large rocks. There's some hematite rocks there. We can lay on the hematite right now. So we're on our back and the rock kind of conforms to our body, so there's no area that isn't touching the rocks. And here we go, bringing the amethyst hematite energy here. So here it comes, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, keep re-asking. Healing. Remember, the light only works in the present now. And the dolphins feel great. The light does not judge you. That's why you must ask for healings. It always sees you as perfect. It creates the hematite energy now. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. To the amethyst waterfall. Let's have seen amethyst. So here we go. Here's the waterfall of amethyst. Energy will come around your body. And here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. putting some special, like, cream, special, like, a gel on our face. You might actually feel it. This color gel is a dark pink color. And you may have your face energized here. It's always nice to look in the mirror to actually see your eyes of your spirit looking out at you during these DBS programs, because naturally you're more in your body during these times and your eyes should just be sparkling. Now with our ears. We're actually in quarantine right now, and they're taking out some of the extraterrestrial energies out of our ears. This will be doing tomorrow on our special 8-hour conference call for the physical body rejuvenation, skeleton, and nervous system. Sampling for all of you right now. So you might feel your ears changing. They're also now working with their eyes, and they're taking the little critters that are crawling around the top of our heads, which I call maggots. That's what they look like, and they're now being released from us here. So if your head's kind of itching, that's the reason. To one final room here. We'll go into a room where they're going to do some hormone balancing for us. So again, I request healing if you have something else that you may wish to have worked on now, because you're in many rooms at one time. To come back from the light shift. So we're going into the special room, which is the orientation room. And this room is where we have a conference with the doctors. They tell us what they've performed with us here. And we're getting ready to come back down. Here we go. So I'll count to five. And as we come back, you may feel your energy change. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So, I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Wow, that was wonderful. I really enjoyed the rocks, the hematite rocks, the dolphins, the amethyst waterfall, the red energy, that incredible silver energy, and just all of it. Just really wonderful. So I hope all of you that are listening enjoyed that experience, and if you'd like to participate in the 8-hour intensive healing tomorrow, you still have time, and just contact Ron at his email address, or give him a call, and or sign up on the, I guess you can sign up online, right, Ron, on the website, www.creationlightship.com.
Yes, that's correct. Or you can just send me also an email, but you can use PayPal there. Just contact me, creationlightship@yahoo.com. And I'll be checking the emails tomorrow morning. So.
Great. And we have Annika on the fast chat, and her daughter Clara is requesting some help with stomach pain, indigestion, something like that.
Okay, so here we go. Clara, this is for you and everybody else, so here we go. We'll just put some energy in there to take out whatever's the problem is. could be many, many things, but we'll just see what happens here. So taking away some energy there. And here we go. Yawning a little bit. Yawning is when I release a lot of negativity. So a lot of times my body gets filled full of it from working on people. And then from there I have to yawn a lot. So that's why I yawn. And you might even be yawning yourself, which means that you're releasing the energy instead of me doing it for you. So yawning is always very, very good. And here we go. Yawning some more, taking away these energies. So must have a lot of people out there with maybe some type of stomach problems here. So here we go. And it's very possible that Clara is actually maybe feeling these energies from other people too. So that could be one thing too. So here we go, taking these out here. Okay, let's do alignment here of the stomach, and then we'll do the intestines here. So okay, here we go. There we go. Stomach feels good energetically right now. Now we'll do the small intestines here. There we go. And let's do the large intestines. Okay, and the colon. And let's do the appendix here. I want to forget that. There we go. Okay, so let's see if that helps Clara there. And so doing a little bit more energy work here. A lot of people like to put their hands in the location where they have a pain sometimes, too, during these sessions here. That kind of notes to your spirit that there's a problem. And let's see here. Let's increase the life force energy in that location where your hands are. If you want to put your hand there, everybody, if you have a problem. So here we go. I'm going to increase your life force energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. I'm still yawning here. Wow. Stronger and stronger. Okay. So we'll just see how that works here. And back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Wow. Well, I was thinking it would be very nice for the people that are listening that are brand new to the light ship if you could just talk about the ship a little bit, the actual physical location of the ship and what it looks like and, you know, how the different rooms work a little bit.
Sure. So the light ship is creation energy itself. So when you go to it, you're actually on a facility. Let's just use that terminology there. Because remember, all dimensions have to have physicality. So the creation light ship is a location. We call it a light ship because that's what it is. And you walk around, you can see windows on it if you're a seer. You can look out and see stars. And everything created in the light, ever created from the light itself, is created on the light ship. And then from there, it leaves the light ship. Normally, we'll never return to it. And from there, you go off and you experience the creations in the creation of light. So this is the way the light ship is. So everything that's on, ever created, has a blueprint there. And all spirits then, remember, a spirit has to be created, and that spirit then will go into a blueprint of a life form. And sometimes the spirit will actually create that life form, or it can just pick one. Like for a certain planet. So let's just say that for yourself, you wanted to come to Earth and you wanted to come into a tree. Well, the tree is already created here, so you would just find a tree to go into. Now, if for some reason you were around when the Earth Spirit first created trees here, and maybe you could have even had a hand at maybe creating your own tree, then that could also be a possibility. But typically, Everything has a blueprint already pre-made. Just like, children are born or during conception, there's already a blueprint there because of the genetic DNA from the parents. So that's the blueprint. And then your spirit comes into that at the conception time. It may not stay with the fetus all the time, but it does come back and report to see it and just to see what's happening in the development. Normally the energy of the mother's spirit is allowing the love energy to go to the fetus. But the spirit that you would be does go into that. And then when you're born is when it fully comes in and stays with you once you're, on the earth plane here physically and disconnected from your mother's spirit energy. So the light ship has everything in creation in it. Some of the terms we might use as far as, like maybe UFO terms sometimes, but basically it's not anything to do with aliens. There are actual other life forms on the light ship that you may consider as aliens. They may look like ones that people have seen possibly, but these are still in the light. And when they leave the light ship, then at that point in time, then they're off doing their spiritual journey in the light. And then naturally they have free choice, so some of those spirits, life forms, can turn into darkness, just like the human race here has. This is why people are still here, because you haven't done the ascension. The physical bodies that existed when Jesus walked the earth, 2,000 years ago, did not ascend. So naturally there are offsprings after that time, and that genetic lineage, which is you, is still here. So typically, everything leaves and then returns back if it chooses to. And then you'd have less judgment in the body, and you'd have a much more higher spiritual consciousness of the body along with your own spirit. But most people have been stuck here for a long, long time, thousands and thousands of years. I should say maybe 50,000 years or so. So this is what I find with most people when I do clearings on them. The spirit somehow got stuck here with the first incarnation and got sold the bill of goods that religions have here and the dark side teachings of religions, and you think you're here to do spiritual lessons. And that's why you come back each time, and that's pretty well talked about all the time when people start talking or find out about New Age metaphysics or the beliefs in reincarnation. And they don't know about the energy of the light, because the darkness creates a false energy of light. And that false energy is the energy of the light of the darkness. And this is where all of the, say, gurus that come back, like the Dalai Lama, they go to the light of the darkness, and they come back because they choose to try to help people. They still have never went to the true light. So they may get evolved up the scale in the light of the darkness, but they have not reached light yet because they can't. If they would have, they would have left. There'd be no reason to know about a past life or anything else of a body. You'd come in fully energized and empowered. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. Annika reports that Clara says that bubble is gone and she doesn't feel bad anymore, and she says that she can go to bed now, so that's great. Very cute, Clara. So I'm glad to hear that she's feeling better. And then we have Judy on the line, and she's requesting an entity clearing for her son, Clayton. And let's see, she also says he's very upset right now, and he is in Vermont.
Okay, so here we go. So we'll work with him and also everybody listening here. So let's take away some entities. Here we go. And they're being released now. So we'll work with the bottom of our feet and then work our way up here. There we go. And during our special call tomorrow, we do different water chargings during the program. So if you're interested in that, we do that. We don't necessarily charge water, I believe, for the end of the whole week next, but we do different types of water. We do like skin water, we do silver water, maybe gold water, different healing waters. So it's quite nice, and you want to probably have about 4 glasses of water ready during the call, as we do change them and do different types for each hour. So normally during the program, the conference call, in the 8 hours of time, we typically are charging probably about 24 glasses of water, maybe three an hour. And you don't have to drink all of them naturally, but you do want to at least have a sip of them near the end. And some people just enjoy it, and they have a wonderful purging of energies coming out. So it just depends how you are and what you want to do. But that's how these sessions work. They are there to get rid of the alien life forms. If you're kind of curious on that, you can tune into the BBS show at in the archives, 11:30:07 and 10:10:08. So I'll repeat that, 11:30:07 and 10:10:08. We did a lot of clearings on these alien parasitic life forms. Also on the website, for $30 a month, you can go on there and clear out alien races, alien parasites, and just many, many things. And even websites that you may have been on looking for information, and you found that maybe the a website was attached to some alien race, and they're courting you, connecting to you because you were curious. And they think because you're curious that you want to be connected to them. So this is why we put that on the website. So that what happens is that the website that somebody puts in will have light from the light ship come to it, which is very beneficial for that website. And it will help to disconnect you from the website energetically in case there is some aliens coming through that website. Remember, the person who put it up may not know anything about what I'm talking about. And they may not be, we'll say, an alien themselves putting the website up, but the aliens do use that energetic connection of the monitor screen. So this is why it's nice to do that. And if you wish to even put my website in there, that would be fine too. There's no problem with that. So it's quite wonderful to do that. I've had people mention that they typed in different websites that they did feel slimed on when they went on them. And it helped them out immensely, getting rid of the negativity, getting rid of nightmares and things that the website caused them. So that particular, alien life form removal was very, very nice. So just go on there. It's alien attack removal. And $30 a month, unlimited usage. A lot of people go on and put the light beam up for 8 hours in the evening to ward off these aliens that are attacking you. Remember, the mind energy is all alien here, whether it's a race or whatever, because this planet should not have any interference whatsoever with alien species. They should not exist here. They should not come into the realm of the planet Earth. So here we go. Okay, the entity clearing is done. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I think you touched on this a little bit earlier when you were talking about the light ship and the true light there. And one of my favorite parts of the light ship is just I love every part, but the masters that reside there and the saints and the angels that are there, like the Saint Bernadette and Mother Mary. And can you talk a little bit, Ron, about how those beings are there and how they are in their pure original creation energy there, and so they're not diluted coming through the Federation energies, that kind of thing, and they're just in their pure essence?
Yeah, so what happens on the earth plane here is that the divine beings do come in here, the spirits from the light ship, and they're here to do teachings, etc. And they normally always come through the, what I call the Galactic Federation. And unfortunately, when they come through that, a lot of their information kind of goes sideways, or the teachings get controlled because it's mind energy that they're going into. So a few words, you know, being translated differently or being told to people, you know, that's why we have wars today, basically. You know, I won't get into that too much, but that's the reason. So people think that the God energy, the aliens, which are gods, which we pray to when you go to every church on this planet, praying to something outside of yourself, these God energies want to control you through the mind. So what I'll do here is I'll bring in the energy of Jesus that the churches pray to. This is the energy that's coming down from the Federation. It's a cloned energy of Jesus. Because when Jesus left the planet, say, 1950 years ago, then at that point, his energies and his healing stopped. There's nothing on this planet of divine light coming through here until the light ship came again in 2005. So here we go. Let's. And there was some other teachers here, you know, previously, but basically just talking about Jesus, his energy left. And the churches that are Christian normally believe that he is there all the time. This is what their teachings are, that he was here 20 years ago. Jesus is here just like he was when he walked the earth, which is a fallacy. That is not correct. So let's bring in the church energy of Jesus for everybody. Just sit there, be open. You're going to probably notice it. You're going to recognize what it is because this is what you were connected to and with by the light of the darkness. So here comes the energy of Jesus, and you can even ask yourself to bring it in, okay? So I'll bring it in also. And if you want to use your belief in what you think Jesus is, by all means do that and just tell yourself not to allow what I'm doing here to interfere with that, okay? The spirit, your spirit will honor that request. So here we go. Then I'll show you what Jesus really felt like. So here we go. We're going to bring it in. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, this is Jesus' energy from the light of the darkness that the aliens created for people to believe in after Jesus left the earth. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so you should all have a sense, a feel for this energy. It might feel like you're used to feeling when you go to church. And now we're going to bring in the true energy of Jesus from the light ship. And this is what his energy was like when he walked the earth, say, 2,000 years ago. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I'll let you sit with this energy here. Energy only comes to your heart center. So if the first energy was in your head, you know right away that's mind energy, and that's the darkness. And the true energy of the divine beings only come into the heart. They don't channel because they won't go against anybody else's free will, so you're not going to have Jesus talking through somebody, channeling him, because the energy will not do that at all. But the Galactic Federation will do that. The aliens will bring in the light of the darkness, Jesus, and the channel to large groups of people. And the information may sound wonderful and good, but it's not the real thing. So, that's the energy of Jesus, and it's the true light energy. And we can, if you want to call in, you can. Got a number up, I believe, here. Unless it already passed the fast chat here. So, you want to bring the number up to people if they wish to call in and maybe share their experience of the Jesus Energy?
Let me just announce the number, and then I'll type it on the fast chat again. But the call-in number is 888-815-9756. Again, that's 888-815-9756. And that's toll-free in both U.S. and Canada. So please go ahead and give a call. And we'd love to hear your experience with that. And maybe, Ron, while we're waiting for a caller, could you bring in another divine energy from the ship, maybe Saint Bernadette and the Lord's Water?
Sure, that's wonderful. Okay, here we go. So we'll bring in Saint Bernadette. Again, I'll count to 10. I have to count or say stronger either way to command the energy. Remember, everything that you do is a command. So here we go. Here's Saint Bernadette's energy. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Wonderful. That feels great to me. Remember, you're going to feel it in your heart, not in your head. Remember, your head is the darkness energy, the mind, the thoughts that you have, New Age metaphysics, you know, the energy of the mind, the new thought movement. So all these things are the darkness energies infiltrating people. And those energies came about very strongly, we'll say, in the last 100 years here, to sidetrack people from ascension. And here's the energy of the water from Lourdes. It's much like the light ship water, that silver. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Back to you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Pauline, for typing in the number on the fast chat. Appreciate that. So everyone can see it, and please call in. You know, Ron, when you were talking about the difference in the energies, would you say that the energies like Jesus and the different masters that actually are the ones that aren't coming directly from the light ship, is that almost like a thought form type of energy?
Yeah, that's in the mind matrix. And remember, the dark side just clones all these things, all these energies, because they want people to believe in them. And then the churches go from there. So naturally, when you pray outside of yourself, like I always say, you become pray, P-R-E-Y, to what you're P-R-A-Y into. So when you pray, you're a prey. And that's how they connect to you. And nobody typically would understand that until you can actually feel the true light energy. And this is the only way you can really discern it, because your mind, which is the darkness, will always tell you that you're hooked up to the light, because it doesn't want you to not go away from their light of, you know, the artificial light that they created, the light of the darkness. So the true light, you know, only comes every 2,000 years, but you have it with you. And this is the difference, you know, this is the main teachings of Jesus in the light ship, is that you always have it. You never have to go outside of yourself. But when you do go outside of yourself searching for something stronger than the light, which is what you're really doing when you're looking for favors from some God energy out there, you know, another way of saying it is you're selling your soul to the devil. You've probably heard that in the Christian churches, you know, which is true, because you're going to some other source of energy that's not of divine energy, and source energy, I should say. I'll use the word source because there's too many words that people use that sound the same that tend to make them think that they're connecting to true source light energy, and they're not. But when you do connect to it and you know the difference to me is like the other energy is like about 5% of the true light energy once you can fully understand it. And once you go to your heart center, then it's very, very obvious. If you're still in your head, it's going to be very hard to discern it, because your head will not accept true love light energy. And you might be used to going to church and having it come into your head. And so it might be a brand new experience for you when you go into your heart. Because if you've never been there, you don't know what you're missing. And then you're losing your true spiritual identity by not going there. So for some people who attempt to feel true light in their head like they're taught, you'll never find it there. So it's very nice to connect to your heart and to feel the energy. And like I said, the divine beings come here to teach people about ascension. And then from there, they leave. And like I said, the light ship comes every 2,000 years across the universe of light to clean out the darkness that has infiltrated it. And then everything starts over again. And that's what we're looking at in theory, if the date is 2012, you know, that would be what it would be, another ascension point. It could be after that. It could be sooner than that. But, you know, everybody needs to do the work if they choose to go to and through the ascension process. So it's unfortunately in this time that we know about, there's so many false teachings out there, so many practitioners doing light of the darkness work, that you can get tangled up very, very quickly in darkness and not even know it. So to me, it's very, very sad. But back to you, Sylvia. It looks like our time is kind of running short. Maybe you could talk about the 8-hour call that we're having tomorrow.
Yeah, that would be great. I'd like to ask one. We have one question on the fast chat from Heal, and asking if there's any main color associated to Jesus' energy.
Boy, it might come in different for everybody. Color, no. Remember, Jesus will appear to you as your belief system has it, okay? So let's just say that we were taught by going to church, you know, typically the picture of Jesus is this person with long hair, kind of like a hippie dude, you know, with, you know, brown skin and, you know, wearing a white gown. So let's just say that Jesus came, and we'll just say, in contrast, that he was a Chinese person, okay? And he looked Chinese. Well, if that was distributed throughout all the churches as a Chinese person, then you would perceive him typically as a Chinese person, because these energies will come to you according to your belief system. And if Jesus happened to be shown up in all the Christian churches as a black person, then you would see him as a black person. So this is the way they will come to you according to your own belief. If Jesus were to, you know, just for instance, maybe Jesus came to the earth as a talking cow, okay, then you would see a cow that would talk to you, okay? So that's kind of far-fetched, but this is the way the light ship will work with you. And so does the light of the darkness, the exact same way, just that they use mind energy. Remember, they cloned and copied what the light is. This is to deceive everybody. And this is why people go to church tomorrow, because they're wrapped up in the whole deception of lies, and unfortunately they don't know the difference. So when you go to your heart, you can really tell the difference. So our conference call tomorrow is used to help move you forward by getting rid of these alien energies out of you, the darkness. There's alien life forms that are inside of your body causing you illnesses. And like I said, the call tomorrow is going to be for physical body rejuvenation. That includes your nervous system and skeleton. So it's a wonderful call. We break every hour. You can also be on an absentee if you wish. Just contact me. And it's a great call, so you can sign up to it also on the website. So if you're interested in being on the light ship for the remainder of the month here, this is what the way it works. You go on these calls, and they work with you continuously through the week. So I guess I'll be signing off here. So I hope to see everybody on the call tomorrow. It starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 8 hours in length. We break once an hour for about 5 minutes. And if not, we'll probably see you on Monday. But by all means, these calls are wonderful. The cost is $200 for the month. There's actually two more 8-hour calls, plus a Saturday 4-hour call, which will be on the 21st. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And your spouses are half price and children are free. If they're going to, say, high school and they're under 18, then they're free to come on also.
So, Ron?
Yes.
Hi, let me just interrupt really quick. I think we have about 1 minute to go because we got on a couple minutes late. And I'd really like to squeeze in one more question from Everett.
Sure.
Everett was also making a wonderful comment about the dolphins, how much they rock on the light ship, and I agree with that. And then he's asking, says, may I ask you, when you use the elevator to do the mind-to-heart drop, is it normal for the head to feel strained or have a sinking feeling?
Yes, you might actually feel your thoughts drop down. So for a real sensitive person, each time you go one number less, so you go from 10 to 9 to 8, it's like feeling your mental body moving down from, say, your, between your eyes, we'll say, going down inside of your head. And maybe when you hit 5, you're going to probably feel it maybe in your throat. And you just keep commanding that energy down. Remember, this is a command because you want to have your thoughts in your heart center. And then once you're there, it's impossible to have a negative thought, okay? And I'll say that again. It's impossible to have a negative thought when you're heart-centered. And naturally, when you're in your mind, then you have all the mind chatter and everything else going on. But when you're in your heart, then you're in the present moment. You're out of time. The time energy cannot affect you there whatsoever because you're in pure light with your spirit. Even if you're only 10% in your body, you're still in pure light energy. So, you know, it's very important to do that. And I would recommend doing it probably 3-4 times a day. Just count down, maybe do the countdown maybe 5 times or so. And each time you do it, it's easier to do. And you're going to feel yourself becoming more peaceful. And for the newcomer doing it, they may only be able to stay in their heart maybe only a half a minute. And once you get used to it, after a couple of weeks doing it, you're going to feel that you can stay in your heart center without a lot of distractions around you, we'll say, for maybe a half an hour. So it's wonderful. So thank you for bringing that up, Everett.
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, Ron, I love that you've pointed that out about the fact that when you're in a heart center, you just can't really even go into that negative energy when you're there. And so that's a great tool to use. Like if you catch yourself thinking negative thoughts, you can instantly know that you're in your head and not in your heart center, and then you can just take a few minutes and just breathe and just go and do that, you know, elevator, do the mind to heart drop, and you'll instantly feel better. And the other thing too is that when you're in your head and you're trying to make things happen that way, you can sometimes just feel really a lot of effort. It just doesn't feel right. And then again, you know, go into your heart center and connect with your spirit, and things just flow so much more easily. So it's a wonderful tool.
If, and the more you're in your heart, you want to get a day planner, because you may start to lose track of things as far as the time because you're out of time.
Yeah.
So do get a day planner so you don't look kind of flaky to your friends, you know.
So I would attest to that.
Yeah. Where were you? Well, I was in my heart, you know. So you have to be responsible also.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to definitely be responsible for living here on this earth. So you do want to get a day planner to be responsible. So anyway, it's time's going by very quickly here. These shows run very fast because we're not in time. But we do have to watch the clock because, you know, we do live in a time-based reality here of darkness. But when you're on this show, you're out of time. This is why it goes by so quickly. So blessings to all of you, and hope you had a wonderful time on the light ship tonight. And I'll energize the light beam as we turn off the sign off the show here, and it'll be full of wonderful divine energy for the next half an hour. So blessings to all of you, and good night.
Blessings, everyone. Good night. Thank you, Ron.